President Trump Considers Labeling Antifa an Organization of Terror. By Kyle Morris on July 27, 2019. President Donald Trump said on Saturday that he is considering labeling the far-left activist group Antifa a terrorist organization. Consideration is being given to declaring Antifa the gutless radical left whack jobs who go around hitting only non-fighters, people over the heads with baseball bats, a major organization of terror, along with MS-13 and others, Trump wrote in a tweet. He added, would make it easier for police to do their job. Last week, Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, and Bill Cassidy, MD, RLA, introduced a resolution that would label Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. In a tweet, Cruz characterized Antifa as a terrorist organization composed of hateful, intolerant radicals who pursue their extreme agenda through aggressive violence. Time and time again, their actions have demonstrated that their central purpose is to inflict harm on those who oppose their views, Cruz said in regards to the group. They must be stopped, Cruz added in a separate tweet. Cassidy echoed Cruz's remarks in a press release. Antifa are terrorists, violent masked bullies who fight fascism with actual fascism, protected by liberal privilege, Cassidy stated. Bullies get their way until someone says no. Elected officials must have courage, not cowardice, to prevent terror. Cruz requested an investigation into Antifa earlier this week in a letter sent to Attorney General William Barr, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, and FBI Director Christopher Wray. Last month, Asian American journalist Andy Ngo was attacked by members of Antifa in Portland, Oregon while attending a rally. The attack was noted in the resolution brought forth by Senators Cruz and Cassidy. I just got beat up by the crowd, with no police at all. In the middle of the street, Ngo stated during a live stream after he was assaulted. Earlier this month, as reported by Breitbart News's Hannah Blow, Antifa protesters harassed Trump supporters Saturday in the nation's capital, showing up to counter-protest a planned demand free speech rally in D.C.'s Freedom Plaza. Members of the far-left group were filmed by the Washington Examiner's Julio Roses as they chanted FCK the cops during. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.